您现在听到的是精简版的 Roundtable 节目，想收听并下载一小时完整节目，可以打开网站 CRIEZFM.com， 点击 Roundtable。Podcast 用户可以搜索“圆桌会议”。Should couples have secrets with each other? Well, you might say yes, of course, that you should be honest and truthful towards each other and speak out their secrets. But is it going to work? And what is the art of sharing between those who are in love with each other? 男女朋友之间应该有秘密吗？虽说两人在一起的时候应该坦诚，但是是不是有一些绝对不应该说的事情呢？So what is your view on this? Do you think that there should be secrets? And second of all, what are the things that are supposed to be secrets?
So we're talking about couples that are still boyfriend and girlfriend.
Not necessarily. Maybe, yes, couples, yeah.
Okay. Well, I mean, if you're still couples, then...
Lots of things. Everything.
Well...Yeah, but, I think everybody's entitled to their own secrets. You can't even have, you're allowed to have secrets even against your parents, you know, who are supposed to be the closest people to you.
Well, that's an interesting question. Yeah, Would you say we should be closer to our parents or our spouses if we have them?
I'm really torn here, but I think, yes, you should have some secrets, but...When you are treating the ones that are closest to you, if you can reveal more secrets to them, then I think you can take the relationship to a different level. And I don't think the two can be ultimately close if you have too much hiding from each other. So I think yes and no. I'm really torn here. I think there is a fine line there.
I would say that, taking your relationship to the next level aside, you should have, ideally, as few secrets as possible. I will say a big difference is between if you're just a couple, you're dating in whatever capacity, versus you're going to get married with that person, you are married, whatever. At that point, you should not have any secrets, I would say. If you're going to spend the rest of your life with this person, and if you're getting married, that's really what you should be going for. And if you're not, think about it a little more first. But if you're going to spend the rest of your life with this person, you should know everything about each other, I think, and why not? Like, if you're not comfortable with doing that, maybe you should find another person where you're more comfortable with.
But is it so simple?
No, but life isn't simple. Relationships are not supposed to be as simple. It's hard, but you work at it, and that's why it can be great and valuable.
I admire such attitude, but I admire to the degree that I'm astonished by it.
Like, often when I'm chatting with Brian on and off the show, I just feel like life treats people differently.
Brian doesn't live in this world, does he?
and his life just seems so much easier than mine.
Really?
No, I think it's his attitude, that really positive attitude. I think that's the game changer. That's what makes things easier. Okay, here I have a list that our lovely researchers found online that,
as coordinator, I will be, reading out the list, and you two will give me answers as to whether you agree that these should be kept as secrets or not. Okay, so the first one is pretty unfortunate. So past experiences of being sexually harassed or even raped.
I think if you can break this secret and the other person, man or woman, can help you go through it and accept you as you are, then I think this person is marriage material. I think you can take this to another level. I think this is probably the darkest memories and experience of one. And you can share this with another human being, then it must be special.
Yeah, I would agree with that. I would say, though, but because it's so dark, there's less of a need to do that, because that's you really have to be very comfortable with that. So, again, I think if you're getting married, ideally you'd say everything at some point. But if you're just dating, this one, I don't think you need to.
And also, when you are, before you're going to break this to someone, there's always a bit of a hesitation and calculation to some extent. Can that person take it? And how much you want this to stay as it is.
So you definitely don't want to blurt it out at first date. But I do agree with Brian, when you're getting married, when you are going to, you know, spend the rest of your life together, you might as well, you know, share it. Mm. Because if you share it, the other person may actually make you feel better by, you know, being there for you and being supportive.
Right. And I would say one other thing. If this kind of thing, if you've been had this horrible sort of thing happen to you, and someone treats you differently, essentially treats you differently, especially worse, or they don't want to be with you because of that, then you should get away from that person. You don't deserve to be with that sort of person. You deserve better.
Yeah. Okay, let's get away from this very serious
yes.
topic and try on something a bit less so.
Mm.
So, I do not know what just happened in the studio, but I'm going to go on.
I can do it.
Okay. All right, you want to read the list? Sure. There's one part of the list which we are a bit embarrassed to say, but we're all interested in.
There's a movie, When Harry Met Sally. We might want to use... Does everyone know the
Yeah, scene? I do. And then, isn't... what's the girl's name?
Harry Met Sally?
Sally.
No, the actress. And
oh.
then there was a scene at a table, and she was making all these noises.
Is it Meg Ryan?
Yes. And
maybe, yeah.
Yeah, well, anyway, we're going to talk about fake orgasms. And I really wanted just to tell the ladies, because we often, I think as we grow up, we're taught to deny that you can have this amazing capacity for sexual pleasure. And it's something you're entitled to. But I think when you look at the figures, it's like 10%. Of us have ever even experienced that. And when you wonder where there are, like, broken marriages and stuff, well, I think you can, there's something to read into there.
So you are saying that we should be honest or not?
I think you should be honest from the beginning. Otherwise, you will be, you know, lying in the dead bed that you laid for yourself.
Okay.
I concur. I agree with that.
As a man. Thank you very much for
joining
us.
Thank you, Brian.